Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Appreciate the Lord and give Him glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. May be seated. Hallelujah. Such a rare privilege to speak to you this morning in our old churches. Today is supposed to be Palm Sunday. I don't know what is palming about it, but it is what it is.
Amen.
And there is something about traditions that is very important. That is very, very, very important. Let me see. It's not part of my my outline, but I want to see if I can quickly get this out. Okay. So there's something powerful about in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, I believe. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 15. I want to show you something. I'm just passing by here. So, hallelujah. I'm so excited to be alive today. Many years ago, I used to wonder what it would look like to get married. And when I got married, 1 year looked like a long time. You know, seemed like the moment you got married, it was just counting days and half days. But before you know it, we were able to hit a year, and it was a big deal. Right now, when I see people celebrating a year, I'm looking at you, go and see that. It's bad belay. Go and see that. But look, you should celebrate your moment. Amen. Amen. Celebrate your moment. Praise God. And I was telling my wife 2 days ago, I said, this time, 12 years ago, we were somewhere around Ijumu Shaga, trying to convince our parents that we are the right man for the job. Amen. So, but whichever way, the rest they say is what? It's history. So today we celebrate 12 years, praise God, of our marriage. Married to such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful woman. Praise God. Let me celebrate my wife, please. Amen. If you see the picture on my wall, Brother Pat, maybe when you visit, you look at the person on the wall and tell me if he looks like the person you are seeing. I look like a small boy that they just carry to go and marry. You will not always be at this level. A day will come. You see, and you will continue to have problems. I'm telling you. Because now your own problem is that you want to get a house. Very soon, your problem, they give you 1 million naira. You won't even be thinking of shoe. You want to pay rent. You don't want, God will not shame us. You want to buy food in the house. You are thinking of so many things because you don't like insult. And some of you, no matter what you do, you will marry women that they don't send you, they will insult you. Or God, go and bring food. All this up and down. You are just watching film. Go and go outside. Go and do what other men are doing. As if you didn't try. Eh? Not everybody can be like my other. I'll just be looking at you. Amen. Such a wonderful. I'm lucky. Ha. Amo. There are some people there. If I marry them, I'm finished. God, they'll just tell me that, look, young man, my wife was talking to you. She said, I should leave her alone when I'm preaching. I told her, I said, when is your turn to preach? Use me and preach. To get for. You know. But I'm so blessed because not you can have a vision and that vision can die in the hands of your partner. So God has used that as a strong support system. And thank you. I called my wife yesterday and I said, she said I should leave her alone. I said, I wanted to look for trouble. I said, I was at the gate. She had now called her. I said, babe, I'm outside. I said, outside. She said, is this a wrong number? Even me, said, my scat. Now, God said, make me to know they can make her no go jam. Even me, as I said, the stand is shake for my heart. I mean, let's be serious. But I don't realize it actually felt good, though. You know, it's just pride that has been worrying me. But I was delivered yesterday. So you people, now wow, this church. Ha. In those days, when I was just a new Christian, even when you are married, it's brother Marcus, Sister Cynthia, it was a glorious thing. You people have brought so many things into the house of God. Amen. Where can I preach my message? Go sit down. Well, look this one. 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians 2:15. He said, therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold what? Hold what? What? Look at your Bible now, be your screen. What did he say we should hold? Which you have been taught, whether by word or by our letters, our epistles. That means that within the context of every local church, there are certain things that are important to us. They may not be important to the other church, but there are things that we do. Like if a church now decides to celebrate Palm Sunday and you insult them, you don't know what you are doing. It may be a tradition that they love and they uphold. Respect it. Claiming one like you know Bible. Just sit down. And even maybe they might even teach you a thing or two. I don't know if you're with me. I'm not talking about Bible doctrine. I'm talking about things that we believe within our church system that makes meaning to us. It may not make meaning to the other family there. Here we prostrate. In other cultures, you shake hands. Just respect it. It's not an issue. This issue of wanting everybody to be like yourself is why we're in trouble. Now, if you come to my house and you see me watching Netflix, and me, I watch Netflix, I have an account. When I opened the first account, they refused to accept my debit card. I fought that they must accept my debit card, and they accepted it. I won't come here and be telling like, I'm always praying. I'm not always praying. But I have learned how to be watching Netflix and be talking to God. Your own, you watch Netflix and your spiritual life shut down. You know, it's a different thing. So it is dangerous for you to compare yourself to another person. Scripture says that they that compare themselves with others are what? They are not wise. Because you don't know what the guy has done. It's exam time, you just saw the guy who was posing with Cynthia. Up and down. Say, Cynthia, Alpha, let's go eat bread. There's one thing we used to call risky. Risky in Ife. You may not know it. Who knows risky? Risky burger. Well, you may not know it, but let me explain for the benefit of those of you who went to private university. Now, you need to learn and be quiet. If you went to Bowen, Covenant, and all, if you went to a Nigerian school, like Unilag, or Ife, UI, Kamsi, do you know where they are selling risk in your school? I will describe that place for you. Risky is like... they use flour and like bread. Or they do, how do I describe this thing now? They make like burger. The only problem is that it's the same oil that they use for mama, they will use for 50 people. The same oil. Bra, they'll be turning it like this. That's why I call it risky. Because how can you use one small oil to do burger for 100 people, and only God knows how many people came before you. You just stay there, you see queue, you wait. Bra, it's ready, take your bra. You see the way you open your mouth, it's the way I was shouting. But when you eat it, they will baptize you. You go, bra. And we eat his breakfast, you are off to class. Nobody has time for this. I'm from Lagos, so once you enter, you eat risky and move. So there are some risky things people are doing. You go and compare yourself with them. You find yourself in trouble. Now, the issue with tradition is this. The world does not know anything about our faith. They only interpret by the things they see us celebrate and the things they see us do. Are you with me?
I said the world, they don't know anything about Christianity. It's when they see, say it's Christmas time, they believe it's a Christian festival. When they hear Easter, they also, the only way people associate with what you consider important is by your traditions. The things that are here, you don't do that too. You don't stretch a hand to an elderly person. It's an elderly person that will stretch hand to you. Meanwhile, in your Igboshere, Newcastle in UK, you are the one that you can even call the man by first name. Oh, Frank. It's your Frank's age, mate, but it's Frank. Is that not your name? Even if you shout, they ask you, is your name not Frank? It's not like, sir, mister. No, it's Frank. You understand? It's Frank. I respect you, but your name is Frank. But here, you do it, the community will reject you. You understand? That's why some of you don't go to your village again. It's because you know you'll be embarrassed. It's not because of the devil. He said, let's lay hold on the traditions which we have been taught. Now, it is only a bad child that goes out and uses his left hand to describe his father's house. Say, that's my father's house. That's a Yoruba proverb. You don't use your left hand to describe. If you're a true son of that house, you use your right hand. It has a meaning. It's a Yoruba thing. You are not a bastard. So you should not use your left hand, in quote. That's our father's house. On if you go the right side, then you turn here, then you go there. That's our own building. That's the way it is. But if you come from a place where it is left hand, that is right hand. Like somewhere in the Philippines, you heard that story? In the Philippines, they respect more of their left hand than their right hand. And when one of God's servants, Pastor Adeboye, was in the Philippines for a crusade, he wanted to shake somebody there, and the person refused to shake him. This is the Almighty Pastor Adeboye. Say, God bless you, my son. Then the person pointed his left hand at him. Pastor Adeboye said, I cannot take this hand. You see, he's a spiritual man, but his tradition has influenced him to the point where he could not shake a man with left hand. But me, I don't even know left or right. Any hand I see, I shake. Do you understand? Then he asked the man, why are you stretching your left hand to me? You know, sometimes you think your culture is the best until you hear another person's own. Pastor Adeboye responded to the man responded to Pastor Adeboye and said, in our culture, we use our left hand to greet people that we love and appreciate. And he said, why? He said, because the left hand is closer to the heart. So you see, I tell you, say this tradition, you got to listen to people. You know, it makes so much sense. Like, wow, Pastor Adeboye to now use left hand. You go home and tell his people, we have been doing the wrong thing. Some of all this quarrel about culture and this, just try and listen to the other person. You will realize it's not a big deal. Now, don't do this at home. If I was to marry my wife now, and she comes from a Muslim family, and I've said it here, for some of you think I was joking, and you are wasting my time, want to start church, no time, I will go there, wear turban. I beg, give my wife, and they look time. I will wear turban. Then they say, we should do our hand like this. I will say, I will be speaking in tongues. I beg. Once we are leaving, I drive straight to church. Pastor, we are on our way. Pru. Father, in the name of Jokata, we'll do our own and go. At the end of the day, I've married. But you know I'm a pastor, but I've married. You just be fighting battle, trying to claim that you are spiritual. You better, Jesus is coming soon. You better do what you want to do quickly. Come on, say traditions. You must respect traditions, especially those ones that through your relationship with God, you have built those systems and those structures. For instance, you decide that once every month you are going to fast and pray. It's your tradition. It's something that you've decided. First day of every month, I'm going to pray, I'm going to fast. Or you've decided that first 3 days, I would be on a retreat, study the word of God. It's your own thing. Nobody should make you feel bad for not doing 7 days. This is my own, it's three. I don't know if somebody is listening to me. You will not grow by looking at other people's thermometer for reading body temperature. You will not grow like that. Your growth is in very simple things. Say amen. Now, this particular incident that we refer to as Palm Sunday. I was asking Pastor David, where is our no palm tree in this? But I realized that even if we bring the tree here, after service, I will still be the one to pack it on my head. And so I beg, let's just leave it the way it is, you know. But in those days, it used to be fun. From the entrance of the church, they give you something. And we didn't even bother to ask them where they got it from. We just collect. We do hand like this. And we really thought as children that Jesus would come. They gave us the impression that Jesus was coming that morning. So we are waving it until we share the gift. I said, man, I know. Say, maybe he don't come, he don't go. But it was fun. I think children get the most from Palm Sunday. I think so. So please, go back home and maintain those godly traditions. Those things that unite the family. Those things that make you feel family. Because at the end of the day, you may be MDC of anything. The day, God forbid, you die, it's only your family members that will stand beside your casket. So don't deceive yourself and say you are changing the world. Start with your family. Say amen. Now, there was a very important story why Jesus was going to visit Jerusalem. He told his disciples and said, go and get me a colt that had not been ridden before. And he said, when you get there, somebody is going to ask you, why are you doing what you are doing? He said, tell them the master has need of it. So they went there and they got the colt. I have a few thoughts there. Pastor David, do you realize that taking that colt out of that place, the owner of that colt, who had been raising that colt, they didn't tell us his name. We don't know what he looks like. But there must have been something about that man that made Jesus say, tell the man that the master. So that man could have been a secret disciple. For the man to hear the master, and in his mind, there are no two people with that title. The Lord did not give him notice. The Lord just showed up at his house. Pastor David, when you get there, the Lord has need of your Jeep. And it's a new Jeep. Oh. Just about to fix the plate number, registration number. Say, bring the Jeep. If I try that, I can try it with you. But there are some people, if I try it with them, wallahi, I will have a problem with their wife. Say, this is your pastor. How old is he, sir? I'm the ancient of this. So there are some things I don't do with everybody. Okay? If I call Pastor David in the middle of the night, I don't say, oh, I'm sorry I'm calling you this late. I just talk my talk. But there are some people, if I call them first, I say, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sure you must be. I don't want problem. Jesus didn't bother about the convenience of that man. There must have been something about that man. He was faceless, but forceful. He had a name with God, even though he wasn't popular. And the question begins to rise. What permission does God have in my life to inconvenience me without notice? Are you here? I mean, you know, it's other people's story that is very sweet to talk about. When you go to somebody's house, before they say, come and join us, you've taken the spoon, you sit down, because you are sisters in Christ. Let's share fellowship. And like I train pastors, when you go and visit a church member, don't sit down there for 1 hour, 2 hours. Before you know it, you will be sweeping the floor with them. You do all of that in 45 minutes. If you go and visit a church member and you notice they are doing something, join them, clean, arrange the parlor. You know, don't go there and sit down like a man of God. Join them. Let our pastor leave and say no, but still register your interest to help them wash plates. It's not a big deal. is the communion we are looking for, the family. It doesn't stop you from being a man of God. I'm just saying, even though they will not allow us, but we will still register our interest. Now, this particular brother had a new car, a Land Cruiser, 2022. No registration number. And Jesus sends message to him and say, "Brother Pat, I need that car now. Now, fuel it all and send it." Now, say, "Who sent you?" Say, "The master." "Take key." The man did not even bother. Do you realize, Pastor David, that donkey didn't go back? He didn't go back to the owner. I say, Jesus is wicked, though. You collect brand new car, you didn't even return it. He just park it anywhere, left. So that man should go and look for his car inside Jerusalem. Anyway, if you are lucky, they never thief him. You just carry your car. Go and wash it. Take it to the car wash. That's Jesus for you. But I can assure you, on the day we see him, you will see that man. Why am I saying what I'm saying to you? Until God is able to crash into your party, inconvenience you without taking permission, there are certain levels of your relationship you cannot get to with him. And please, I want you to understand that. Now, I am not saying, one of our mentors in Ibadan, Reverend Wally, he said he decided to give a gift to God. He looked inside his house. He didn't find anything. He had just one white, plain agbada, complete set. And he dry cleaned it. The Lord told him, "Bring the agbada to me. You want to sow a seed? Bring the agbada." And as he was taking the agbada to the church, the Lord said to him, "Go back." He said, "No, I must sow this." He said, "Go back. I was the one who asked for it. I'm also telling you I don't want it again." But why will you tell me to go and I've spent money to dry clean? The Lord said, "I only wanted to see your willingness." Because that was the only, if you check the old wardrobe, that was the only serious thing in that wardrobe that looks like a future. That agbada. And the Lord said, "I only wanted to see your willingness." It is small things that make great men. It's not about you taking everything you have, come and drop it in church. No. It's for you to have a readiness of mind that everything I have belongs to the Lord. Jesus didn't take any permission from that man to say, "Please, so hope it's convenient for you. We'll need it for 3 days. Jesus didn't even return the donkey. Say, "I don't know what's wrong," told this pastor. Say, even Jesus, the one we are following, he borrowed donkey, no return now. Carry Land Cruiser, leave him for express. A donkey was ridden by kings in those days. So it's not my. If you ask for the price of a horse, they will tell you. If you ask for the price of donkey, you will hear them. It's not about, it's for kings. You want to be a king? You feel like you're a king? You want to take your girlfriend out? You want to chill the big boys? That's the one you are going to buy. It's a donkey. When you hear that this is 1.7 million, this one is 200,000, you buy us. When Jesus was going to ride that donkey into Jerusalem, again, I want you to observe. He was the only one that sat on it. Peter and his friends went to get it, but they didn't ride with him. Peter did not even say, "Let me test it and see whether the thing is okay." They have not gotten to where Jesus was. Let's just, Yusuf, climb small. Climb, you go fall down, climb small. No games. They honored the Lord in his absence as they would have in his presence. Do you understand? Do you understand what I just said? They honored the Lord. Now, there was a lady, my dear sister, who came to church, the other venue. I went to sit on my seat in the office. And she couldn't get up again. But it's my seat now, at least. It's just a seat. I told her, "You are tapping anointing, so stay there." She told me, "Say, Pastor, I couldn't get up. Something glued me to the..." I say, "What are you looking for there?" "Me, I didn't put anything in that chair." Now, nobody should go and sit down on that chair. I'm just telling you something that happened. But I wasn't joking. She got an heavy dose of the anointing. She did. Peter didn't even say, let me test it. Carry this pot of stew. Go and give to so-so person. You didn't even try to say, because it's my mother. Take one meat. Let me see whether the meat is sweet. Ah. It's your destiny, you are eating. They honored the Lord, escorted the donkey. They all took a stroll. And when they got to Jesus, they laid their finest garments, not the dirty one. Finest garments. Only the best is fit for our King. Hallelujah. I said what? Only the best. That's how I came to the position. I said, look, I'm not going to give God an offering that is less than the value of the highest currency in Naira. That's how I got there. It's a personal thing. It's not thou shalt. But when you read the scripture, you pick some lessons. I don't know for what. And I said to you, if you are earning 70,000 and you are giving God offering of 200, it's because you don't know who God is. I'm telling you. You give not defined by who you are, but what you perceive of Him. When you look at this, forget about the fact that if OBJ was coming to your house, you go and borrow, you even call me, Pastor, do you have this kind of plate? I said, I don't have one. Then I will join you, we'll go and look for plate. Just for one man that will come, he will just take one bite. Or you think he will eat? He will eat. But you must prepare the table like he will eat. So if I can do that for a man, how much more God? It's a table fit for kings. If the food that Esther cooked the day she went to see the king, despite the fact she was fasting, was anyhow, I can assure you, Esther will not live there alive. Say, Father, Holy Ghost. It's not only prayer and fasting we need you as a woman to be able to do. When we are going to change schools, my wife is like, we're going to change school. We want to do that. Me, I follow best price. Oh, this school, one thing. How much is this one? I say 100,000. How much is this one? 250. I say take 100. But I say, no, this one, their school does not have fence. I say, it's God that has protected all of us. I just look my pocket. I know that God, when we went to government school when we were young, who asked us if the school has fence? We just enter. If you don't even get to school early, you won't get table and chair to sit. Sit on the floor. So by the time my wife tries to, and I say no, me is my pocket. I cannot steal. I'm a Christian. I cannot. I say, she leave me. Later, I'm the one that will come back and say, hey, that's cool. I don't want one. That's cool. She has prayed me into submission. I'll just come and say, yes. You are right, oh, that thing. Thank God we followed you. You must know how to get what you want to. Come on, say amen. I can tell you, because I know I'm a terrible person, if I admire somebody else, they would have broken pot on my head. When I first got my, I get into the house, remove my shoe outside, carry socks, put on the dining table. Even me, I think I was like, who does that? But in my own mind, it's my house. Me, I'm just saying, it's my house. It's my house. I can do what I like. I can do it, but you cannot do it. You understand? So we've come a long way. We just didn't show up and begin to prophesy there were some things we needed to adjust, like to stop putting your socks, your dirty socks, on the dining table. And some of you have done worse. At least I'm saying my own now. Come and say your. Listen to me. The honor you give to God must not only be public, it must be secret. It must be what? It must be secret. Nobody is there. But there's a way you honor the Lord. You just, for instance, you decide that, look, and this is not, my son, this is how you shall behave. No, this is not a toss here. It's just you looking at yourself and God and say, from today, this is the way I want to be living my life. You just look at someone like, anywhere people are talking against God, I don't remove myself. Remove yourself. That pastor, don't mind them. No, that pastor is a bad punk. Remove yourself. When they accused Moses of marrying a black woman, were they lying? Did the scriptures that Moses himself gave to them, did he permit them to marry people from other tribes? So was Moses guilty? Moses wrote a law that he himself was guilty of. The people that challenged him, were they also ministers? They were ministers, they were anointed. When God came, who did he support? Moses. Don't get involved. Before God, his servant stands or falls, not before you. It's just like now, you come and report my wife to me. My wife, she gave you black eye at the central market. Or Chico, you are fighting and she gave you black eye. And you came to me. So, what do you want me to beat my wife for you? Because, no, I'm asking, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to settle the matter or I should beat her? Because the way you are talking is as if you want me to beat her. Before me, she stands or falls. It's not this thing you are saying. That small boxing I taught you yesterday, you're already using it. Cool down, it's not like that too. You don't know anything. You just say, if somebody comes to you to tell you something about your wife and you carried it on your head, you are a fool. Why would somebody be so bold to come and tell you that, madam, hope it's not like you have interest in me. This the way you are doing, I don't understand. There's a way somebody will bring a matter to you with the spirit of reconciliation, not like send her out now. She's cheating on you. Now today, what's your problem? After 3 children. I listened to somebody, he said, I don't even know if all my 4 children belong to me. He said, but I have decided that by faith, they are mine. I don't want to die. I've decided. Go ask Adeshola how much they are doing DNA tests. I said, by faith, they are mine. I'm paying their school fees. I'm feeding them. What do you mean by they are not mine? Thunder will fire anybody that... If you come 20 years from now and tell me this child is wrong, you'll see what will happen to you. You give yourself peace of mind. God is not just interested in public honor. He wants to see the secret adoration you give to him. You may not know how wonderful people are until you meet people from other places that you don't believe from. I've met some of the most Anglican, wonderful Anglican priests. I've met some of the most, when I was doing my second degree, most wonderful reverend fathers. And I'm not joking. It's not the one that you come to and say, Pastor, I'm broke. I say, Ikapala, ba, 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 ba. Holy Ghost. God will surprise you. This week, God will surprise you. My reverend father friend, if you come to him now and tell him, maybe I should ask him to come, sir. If you ask her, Reverend Father, I never chop you. He will give you money. But it's not the money that is the issue. He can give you 10,000 to go and eat. 10,000. I say, Reverend Father, we are doing the same work. Oh. Say, you know. Say, you know the same work. You can. Let's be working together. If somebody gives you 10,000, Reverend Father, I'm broke. 10,000. Go and eat breakfast. I was almost tempted to, sorry, oh, share open up now church money. Wonderful guys. By the time you make some friends across, you will find it very difficult to be critical. You don't have to agree with everybody, but you can have a good friend. And what most of us don't know in this country is that many of our folks in the Anglican and Catholic churches, they have connections in the government that they are the ones holding the government back because of their numbers from invading the church world and shutting us down. If they ask you with your Holy Ghost prophecy and tongue, come and do meeting with Interministerial Council of All Religions, will you go? You won't go because you are PFN. But if they ask let pastors, his reverend fathers you will see there, and Presbyterians, and yeah, they are the ones always going to Aso Rock. Whether you like it or not, that church has existed for over 1,000 years. There's nothing you can do about it. Forget all the scandal. There's nothing you can do about them. The only thing that is remaining now is for God to give us a pope that speaks in tongues and prophesies. That's all. Once they do that one, even me, I'm going. I'm telling you, that's the day you will know God has no respect for tribalistic, spiritual tribalistic sentiment. What you need is just one good man at the top. That's all. If you get the one that is telling people to marry themselves, gay, all those things, you see everybody, that's how they'll be marrying themselves. The day they make mistake and put me as the pope, I will not even pray before I take it. I'll take the position. I say, have a sword. Okay, David, continue, I'm coming. First service. Lift up your hands. Oh, yeah. Pray. People don't. You must pray. Oh. If I'll come down, if I'm not praying, you must pray. I force you, you must pray. Father Benedictus, you are not praying. No. You have to pray. You can help a lot of people without necessarily being so critical and antagonistic. And you don't have to agree with everybody. When Jesus got into Jerusalem, he was with his disciples, and the children came out to meet him, and they were shouting what? Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. In those days, as a young Christian, when we wanted to experience the presence of God, we don't sing ill song. You'll be hearing, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the... You can't, if you lost while you are singing that song, you cannot make heaven again. Hosanna. And in those days, we used to have this boys band. They used to wear blue. Was it in a Baptist church? Boys Brigade. Those are our traditions back then. This thing is not spiritual. That was where we raised you from. You go to Four Square now and you see, and some of these Baptist church, you see them with boys band. You'll be saying, all this thing, they are wasting time. That was where we gave birth to you. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the... And if you don't get the... your commandant, or superintendent, or whatever they call it, will not be happy with you. You must get the steps right. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name. Such beautiful orchestra, beautiful symphony. That was the song they were singing as Jesus was coming. The elders, the people who are supposed to know better, they started at the, who is he? Who don't care about him? Who are you? Who are you? When they give back to you, the children came out. Those ones don't have religion. They don't have religion. All the problem this way is in your mouth. Your children don't have religion. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. And they were singing that song, and Jesus was coming in. Bam. With the sense of destiny, fulfilling scripture. It is good for you to know where your destiny is written in the scriptures. Are you with me? It is very important to find out the scriptures that define your destiny, your life. Very important. When Jesus came in, the elderly men and the Pharisees had nothing but criticisms for Jesus. Now, the question is, if anybody looked at Jesus and felt comfortable insulting him, so what about you? Relax. This ministry is about insult too. You don't know. This one that we all became superstars on Jesus Christ. Jesus was crucified. This thing that made us popular was the reason why he was crucified. The Pharisees and the Sadducees came out And they began to correct and stop the people. And Jesus said, if you stop these children. It was a warning that had meaning. And that prophecy actually came to pass. Say, if you stop these children, these stones, which you have rejected, will rise up and begin to worship me. Today, look around all the continents. Where do you get the highest praise? Africa. They are coming back to ask us about God. And the way we do it, we do, and we are very loud. We are very loud. When you think you have seen it all, let an Igbo person come and praise God. Or call a Benue person. Or call somebody from Tiv. There's one particular tribe in Africa. I know they always jump like this. Is it Kenya? I don't know where they are. Is it Kenya or Zimbabwe? Very tall tribe. You know, when they jump, it's like an aeroplane is going off. They are very tall. And they praise God like that too. When they are excited, you say they jump, they go off in the air. Wow! Then you can't even dance. You now get to heaven. They say, hold the hand of your neighbor. And you have this tall brother. And it takes off in the air. Wow! The angel now left you. They start looking at you. Wow! You are now angry. Is it my fault that you are short? Or is it my fault that when you are here, you didn't learn how to dance? This one cannot dance, but he can leap. Ah, do something. Do something. Do that thing that you think if you do, people will laugh. Do it. Who wants to marry a sadist? You are very spiritual. You don't smile. You don't laugh. Nobody can play with you. Because you are a prophet. Listen. The stones that they silenced began to cry out in Africa. Today, in most part of the Western world, the only thing they will do today is, but here, we can sit down in a meeting like this and be teaching the world. Teaching the word of God. If I so wish, I can stop this meeting now and pray for healing. And you see it happen. I'm not joking. This was just a few days before he was crucified. So if somebody knows he has 7 days to die, and you put him on a donkey, and you are clapping, you know a man who is dying can be very angry. He needs that praise to prepare his body. He said, a body that was prepared me, he needed unrestrained, pure praise from the lips of children. He said, for out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, you have ordained strength. He ordained strength. He needed strength for the cross. He needed strength. And I dare to say, there are experiences that can happen to you in your life. God will give you 7 days notice to prepare. A week before our anniversary, I had a vision, and you know, and I was with a particular servant of God in Abuja. Then there was another conference going on here. And my friend sent me a message that they are shifting generations, so that I should come. I said, I know they go. I know they go meet the small boys there. Let me go to my old fathers, where if I sit in their midst, I'm the youngest. The one that as they are talking, I'm writing. Not the one that somebody is tapping me from the back. Oh, pastor, long time. Oh. Let's see. See what? I don't have time for this rubbish. See what? What are you saying? Program has never changed anybody. It's programming that changes men. Programming, change the way you think inside. It will change you. Attend program from today to 1845. It will never change anymore. You may dance and sing, go, but your life will not change. A decision can change you. A change of heart can change you. Program, you know they change. I was going for that conference out of Lagos, looking for that one man. On the third day of the conference, the man wore red from top to bottom. With shoe, red shoe, red. His wife too. That's the way they dress together. Red. Pastor Paul Eneche. On the third day, The Bible says on the third day, Jesus cried out and said, if any man thirst, let him come to me. There are significance in numbers, though, spiritually. Numbers have significance. This was just about a week before Jesus was going to be crucified. And Jesus needed to go to the cross on the strength that was supplied from the praise of children. You have a child in your house that really sings. All of a sudden, he begins to sing and begins to bless God. Be observant. Every time you find children respond spontaneously to the praise of God, God is about to do something and you need to tap into that thing. I'm not talking about that they were listening to something on TV. They just broke into a song and began to worship God. Be very sensitive. That was how they prepared Jesus for the cross. I bet some of you didn't think about that anyway. God confounds the things of this world by the foolish things. When you wake up in the morning, I say, Yoruba man, well, if you are a Yoruba man in the spirit, and you begin to hear your children or one of your daughters is just singing, Arewa, told you Arewa, Lord, and he's just singing and doesn't even know why she's singing that song and just blessing God. You are the most high. My brother, you need to begin to pray. God might be getting set to hit your family with something very wonderful. And he's using the utterance of a child to give you notice. To give you notice. You've got to be spiritual. You've got to be spiritual. It's not a song. There's a notice from heaven into your family. There's a notice. We're about to do something. Praise God. We're about to do something in your life. And every time God will do something, check scripture, you will see a song. You see a song in the book of Revelations. See, and the angels sang a new song. Then God spoke. And they sang a song. For thou art worthy to receive all glory, honor, power. And then God will speak. It seems that every time through worship rose to God, God spoke. On that third day, as we got to that meeting, Bishop Erekpa had spoken. Then he brought up Pastor Paul. Wearing all red. I told Pastor Ose, I said, this is the meeting I came for. This one, today, not today. The man, usually if you are with someone like Bishop Oedipo, you have to behave. He doesn't like, there's something they say, just coordinate yourself. That day, that man just went, was spitting fire. I said, Kai, I said, Ose, give me a chance. I said, give me a chance. When he finished, Bishop Oedipo stood up. This is my son. Everywhere was on fire. I said, if I carry my Bible here, I'm free. But the experience started 7 days ago in a vision. He told me certain things in that vision. And I woke up and I said, these words are in my spirit, but I need to hear them physically. Again. And the moment he spoke those words, something happened to me. When God really wants to change you, he sends his word. He sends his word. He doesn't send people, he sends his word. Listen, the moment Jesus came into Jerusalem, the first thing he had to deal with was the warfare of tongues. Warfare of tongues, people that rose up against him. They rose up against him. Who are you? We know your father, we know your mother. Why are you just coming here be throwing your weight around? They attacked him. And Jesus did not keep quiet. You must know when not to keep quiet. If you have a mother-in-law that always comes to calabash, Mama, when you are coming next time, don't bring calabash here. Yes. Don't bring calabash here. And if you cannot, let her son go and tell her. Don't bring calabash here. This is a church. And if it's the way I am now, before maybe I was nice, the moment you bring that calabash, I will stop you from the entrance. I will pour anointing oil on it. You are speaking in tongues like an Englishman. That's why you are not seeing result. Pandibakuma lakasa. I'm going to throw it outside. No power again. You'll be confronted. You must know when to hold your tongue and when not to hold back. Jesus, in this particular stage, answered them. He answered them. He answered them. We are reading that story. Most times you just read that story, the only thing you see is that people are carrying palm from the other. You didn't see the spiritual warfare going on there. Come on, say I'm blessed. That what Jesus executed in that scripture was documented in Zacharias, where he said, "Behold, O Zion, for your king cometh, sitting or riding upon a donkey." It was a fulfillment of scripture. All Jesus did was to act out what was documented. That's all he did. He didn't do anything different. He acted out. Sometimes you are in a vision, you see certain things on about a Sunday service, you just come back and I just come out and I act it, and you see the same result. I don't do anything different. You see the song that you sang, see the message you preached, just quote it and do the same thing. You see the same result as you saw it. Listen to me. As you go home today, I want you to go home knowing Jesus got his victory that day before he got on the cross. He got his victory that day before he got on the cross. He got his victory that day. The victory must happen in your mind first before it happens around you. And today we are here. Can you imagine if Jesus was not on earth or he didn't come to earth? Someone like Femi now would be a Ogbontarigi, Babalawo. Now, you may not know what that means, but it's a mystery. Someone like Tobe now will be one of the wives of the... No. Ah, no, this one, King Igomario. The prince, the crown prince, they'll be fighting for her. This village and the other village say no. They'll be trying to deceive her that that I'm the one that will take care of you. Huh? Someone like myself, I don't even know which one. Maybe I'll be a Babalawo or something. I don't know. I'll be a playboy or something. I don't even know. But what do you think I'll be? I can't be a pastor. So what do you think I'll be? Huh? Babalawo. You think I will make a good Babalawo? You see? Confirm. I'll just say, Mama, don't say anything. Just say. Mama, this is our chicken. Oh. The gods said they will take foul. All those very poor, poverty-stricken gods that only take foul. Say, Mama, this is 3 cowries. Goat with one horn. God that has not gone to toilet for 21 days. Ah. Say we are going to do the work. It will be very powerful. Ebo kanka. There's something we call Ebo kanka. Don't worry if you don't know it. And don't ask me. I don't know. you just do the thing and we'll send it to your village in Ghana. Praise God. Now, just imagine Jesus didn't come. All of us here. With talisman everywhere. Oh, you don't know. Like this lady now. You can, if you fall in love with her, you don't marry her, you are in trouble. She's from Benue State. Glory to God. Oh, Jesus. See how the well of us are talking now. It's because Jesus came. Hey, my brother, everywhere, talisman, incisions. In the only thing is when we fight, we now know whose incision. Africa would have been so much darker. But we thank God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. We thank God. I am grateful to God, though. I'm grateful to God. I'm great. This really resurrection money for me. I'm telling you. God gave me a wonderful, wonderful anniversary gift. Praise God. Wonderful anniversary gift. Now, since forever that I've known myself. Since forever that I've known myself as a banker up till now. My blood pressure has been so high. So high, 155. Even though I was praying for that people and they were getting healed. But my own refused to come down. If I want to check my blood pressure, Holy Ghost, fire, power. Use fire to push the thing to go up, up again. Say, let me use water. The thing will, it will go. Fire and water was not working. So I started to check myself in for a treatment. The doctor gave me plenty drugs that I should be using. I didn't open it. So I decided to go the natural way with it. Change my lifestyle, change my food. It still was not working. But this last week that way, we just ended. I went to the market with my wife. She dropped me on the road. And I just bought some vegetables. They call it celery. I just bought celery, vegetables, and I just drank it. 4 hours later, the thing dropped from 155, 140, dropped to 122. I was afraid. Hey, what is this? I said, God, you gave me an anniversary gift. Then God's word says, I have given you all these herbs for your healing. So, me, I have my own reason I'm grateful to God. It's resurrection morning. Do you have something you can be grateful for? Let's rise on our feet.